All right, guys, time now to ask the CLO. This one is from Lucretia in Birmingham. Lucretia writes, I'm a 28-year-old engaged woman, and my fiance cheated on me several times before we got engaged. I got tired of him cheating on me, and I started cheating back, but it's with someone that's close to him. Before we get married, I think I need to come clean about who I messed with. I kind of want him to be hurt like he hurt me. If I tell him, he may call our wedding off. Should I get revenge and tell him or take the secret to my grave?
I don't think y'all need to get married. Thank you. I really don't, because what's y'all's ambition? You want to hurt him.
Yeah.
So you can tell him, but then you don't want him to call off the marriage. So you want to be married for what?
She just wants a wedding.
You know, dog, that ain't this. Y'all, this is doomed.
Yeah. Before you start.
This is y'all operating on no trust. Y'all ain't trying to do better by each other. Y'all ain't trying to get right. Y'all ain't trying to safeguard each other's feelings right now. You want to stang him. I don't know what makes you think you need to open up about this. So my suggestion after listening to this is y'all don't need to be married.
At all.
You really don't. Y'all need to go do something else.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all go to camp?
They doing something else. They both doing something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, you got back at him. Y'all ain't trying to do right.
Yeah. He cheated and cheated. Then they got engaged.
Right.
Then she cheated on him.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, moving on. Colby in Michigan says, I'm a 37-year-old professional man, and I'm in a social group that my parents belonged to for many years. After my dad passed, rumors started swirling about my mom having an affair with a wealthy member of the group. Then I heard his wife is involved too, like a three-way love affair type of thing. My mother has a brand new Mercedes SUV, and I never questioned it because she got a nice insurance settlement from my dad's death. Rumors are that this guy bought it. Do I confront my mom with these rumors?
Mm. What, dog? You gonna confront your mom about what? Why are you in the same social group your mom is?
That's the first question.
Yeah, I mean,
that right. part.
First of all, it's unimportant. It's very, very unimportant. And first of all, wherever you heard this from, you have to, whoever brings you this information, you have to try to figure out what their motivation is. Mm-hmm. Why? Ain't nobody just inadvertently said this to you. Somebody bought this to you. You ain't heard this. They knew you was around and they talked about it. Mm. So now, really, man? And I don't know what social group you in that your mama in. I'm still trying to figure that one out, man. I didn't do nothing with my mama.
What different. Social group is men and women? You got Eastern Stars and Masons, but what social group is?
Yeah, but they're not considered a social group. They're on a whole nother level than that. So
right.
I don't know what social group he talking about. Mm. I don't get that, man. Social group.
So he shouldn't confront.
Unless it's a social club, like in New Orleans, they have a social club.
Oh, so yeah. See, I've never heard.
Maybe
of
I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could be true.
He's in Michigan.
We never had that.
Mm. Oh, he's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro.
Can they be some old ass Jack and Jill? Can they be old Jack and Jill?
Could be.
Shout out to
Jack and Jill.
I mean, bro. What? If you find out, what you going to confront her for?
Right.
Why? Leave that alone, man. That ain't, first of all,
husband.
Ain't your business. And secondly, ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
All right.
You know, I already lost your father, man. Don't get stupid now.
All right, moving on. Sachetta in Tampa says, I'm a 39-year-old single woman, and I'm with a man that I love, but little things about him annoy me. He's a thin man, and he wears big clothes to camouflage how small he is, but it makes him look worse. His hair is thinning at the top, and he won't cut it, so you can see right through his little afro. The most annoying thing is that he uses the bathroom immediately after we eat. And he's left me at the table for as long as 30 minutes before in a restaurant. He's 48. So do you think I can get him to change?
No. First of all, let's go with this bathroom. He regular. He regular, and he emergency regular.
Yeah,
you know, he ain't on restaurant. I'm gonna make it to the house. No, I mean, I'm at a public restaurant. You got to get a little bit better grip on yourself. Now these big ass clothes and his little ass body, I don't know what to tell you. You couldn't buy him the right size clothes. Now he gonna have to get a haircut. So stupid. You, because you said you can see right through his little afro. Now everything about this man, look.
I
think he done got on your nerves. Is what I.
Is what it sound like?
She yeah, says she's like. With the man that I that she loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can love now, but based on this letter, this finna wear off. Because you finding it's too much stuff you don't like. He go to the bathroom too damn much. He got these big ass clothes on. He little, and he got little afro and it's thinning at the top. You looking down on top of
him. He got to be little.
Ain't nobody finna do this too much longer.
This right before dessert. Damn,
no. He's
48. Right before dessert. God, dog. I'll be right back.
All right. Moving on. Turquoise, an iHeartRadio app listener, says, I'm 34 and my boyfriend is 32. He scrolls on Instagram all day long and he posts a lot of pictures of himself. I post pictures too, but he never seems to notice mine. He likes other women's posts and will put the fire emoji under a picture if he really likes it. I have told him that it's disrespectful, but he doesn't understand. I know it's petty to break up over this, so what can I do to get through to him?
Well, how would he like it if you put the fire emoji under men's pictures? Mm-hmm. See, sometimes you got to let a person put the shoe on the other foot and you got to help. Sometimes you have to slip it on there for him. See how he like that. If you don't want to break up over it, then just let him see how it feels. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he'll stop. If not after that, then I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, it is the nephew would run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.